Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His Word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the Word Behind the Veil.
Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Hello, everyone. I'm Ron, your host, and on this podcast, we are turning our hearts to the Lord and exposing ourselves to Him that He can reveal our need.
We repent for the removal, the deep-rooted things. We repent for not being one, for not having His attributes. It's a time where the Lord allows us to see ourselves and what we lack. And we have to go through that, because if we were people that did not see that, why would we need God? Why would we reach out to a Lord that has the answers for us? It shows us how humble we are.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so when you go before Him, I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for not leaving us. Thank you for making room for me at the table. Thank you for making room for each other at the table.
It's so important that the Lord shows us what we're not, and that we always know the pit that we were dug from, that we never get spiritual pride. The only true change is seeing Him. So yes, it's important that we see ourselves and how base we are as human beings. We are the lowest of His creation.
Right.
God, we worship You. He chooses to make us His sons. And so, Lord, reveal Yourself to us in this time.
Amen.
We freely declare we can't do it in ourselves, Lord. We have nothing in ourselves, but You're everything to us. Reveal Yourself to us that we can be more like You, and that we can please You in this new year.
The only way to fill a glass is if it is empty. And that's the time of returning to the Lord, turning towards the Lord. It's emptying out the glass and saying, Lord, fill it up. There's nothing here, so it all has to be You. You know, there are people in all walks of life who love the Lord as best they know how. And you know, it's not different for us. We love the Lord in the best we know how. The only thing that can help any of us is a meeting with the Lord, because He's the one who reveals to us our need. As we're exposed to the Lord and become that much more perfected in Him.
That's what the 10 days of awe are all about, is the creation of that new creature.
Right.
The scriptures said, draw nigh unto me and I'll draw nigh unto you. He's actually calling you. That's the trumpet call. He's calling you to come to Him.
That's right.
Let Him call and see many, many, many people answer. The 10 days of awe is a time where you're prepared to go into His presence. Where you are perfected is when you're born from above. And this 10 days of awe, He's dressing you now. The dirty rags have been stripped away.
Zechariah 3.
Thank you. He takes His self and invests it in you. He creates you. And that's what I get excited about, the new creature that's coming on the earth. Because He doesn't do it overnight. He does as much as you can handle at one time. We have that promise in Corinthians that He'll never put you through something you can't handle. And that's what's exciting about these days of awe. He's going to clothe us.
For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Bless the Lord, all you works of his, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. We bless the Lord this day. We thank him. We praise him. Only he could have created all of this. Is continuing to help us to realize who we really are and how we're to walk pleasing in his sight.
Jeremiah 3, starting in verse 14. Return, O faithless sons, declares the Lord, for I am a master to you, and I will take you, one from a city, two from a family, and I will bring you to Zion. Then I will give you shepherds after my own heart, who will feed you on knowledge and understanding. It shall be in those days when you are multiplied and increased in the Lord, declares the Lord, they will no longer say, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. And it will not come to mind, nor will they remember it, nor will they miss it, nor will it be made again. Why would the Ark of the Covenant, his presence, not be remembered anymore? And it's because we will carry his presence.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. We are God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. We expose ourselves to him, and then he can remove the filthy garments and clothe us with his righteousness.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.